Exclusive report: Biden-Harris police has released four dangerous migrants who then viciously attacked Chicago man. By Warner Todd Houston on August 21, 2024. Breitbart News can exclusively reveal a report from the House Judiciary Committee that details how the Biden-Harris administration released four dangerous migrants into the country who then went on to commit several crimes and perpetrated a vicious attack and robbery against a man in Chicago, Illinois. In Wednesday's interim staff report from the Committee on the Judiciary and Subcommittee on Immigration Integrity, Security, and Enforcement, Committee Chair Jim Jordan, R.O., details the series of policy failures that led to the four migrants being released into the U.S., only to go on to commit a series of crimes, topped off with a violent attack in Chicago. As Breitbart News reported, in February, Carlos Carreño Carreño, 20, Wilker Gutierrez Sierra, 21, Fernando Loyo Rodriguez, 22, and Yonir Guasamuquer Garcia, 18, all Venezuelan nationals living in Chicago's shelter system, were arrested for a brutal assault committed on a Chicago Transit Authority, CTA, train. Police said the four lured a 49-year-old passenger to the back of a train and then beat him while they robbed him. A video of the incident that the Chicago Police Department, CPD, released reveals the shocking attack, which rendered the innocent victim unconscious. The migrants rifled through his pockets to steal his wallet, money, and cell phone. Chicago: four Venezuelan illegals strangle and rob a man on the city's Pink Line train. One of the illegals held a knife to the man's throat and strangled him until he passed out. They then stole $400 and a cell phone from him and left him laying there. The victim survived the pic.twitter.com/8vchmer. Lori Love, at their Allura Love, July 2, 2024. It was just one more incident that formed the 11,000% rise in the CPD's arrests of Venezuelans since 2021. As Breitbart News can exclusively report, the House Judiciary Committee report fleshes out the outrageous details of how the Biden-Harris administration released these four violent criminals into the country. Unfortunately, the release of these four dangerous migrants into the U.S. is not at all uncommon, thanks to the administration's woefully lax vetting policies. Every community in the country suffers from the consequences of the Biden-Harris border crisis and the Biden-Harris administration's lack of immigration enforcement. With illegal aliens released by the Biden-Harris administration committing crimes across the country, every American community has become a border community, the committee report states before focusing on the attack of the man in Chicago. August 21, 2024. The cases of four illegal aliens who viciously attacked a man on a Chicago train, one by Breitbart News on Scribd. Jordan's report finds that an untold number of dangerous criminals are allowed to enter the country because the Biden-Harris administration has a nearly non-existent vetting policy, meaning migrants are given only the most cursory review of criminal histories before being allowed to walk into the country without restrictions. While the administration claims it vets migrants who enter the country illegally, the fact is that only their U.S. criminal records, and any records Interpol might have, are searched. No records from their countries of origin are consulted. That is because many countries, especially Venezuela, are not sharing access to criminal databases with U.S. immigration officials. Consequently, the criminal records of many migrants are never revealed to U.S. immigration officials, and migrants are allowed to enter the country as if they have no such criminal records. Worse, U.S. immigration authorities oftentimes allow migrants to enter the U.S. without any valid identification, and authorities simply rely on the say-so of the migrants as to their names, ages, countries of origin, and criminal statuses. Related exclusive: large group of migrants from many nations crosses border into Arizona. Such was the case with the four Venezuelan men who attacked the Chicago citizen. For instance, Carreño Carreño was apprehended at Eagle Pass, Texas, in July 2023 but, after being processed, was allowed to enter the country after claiming that he feared being tortured if he were sent home to Venezuela. The Biden-Harris policies allowed him to enter the country even though he refused to even sign his sworn statement. The Jordan report says he was released with a notice to appear, NTA, in an immigration court on May 20, 2026. He was also directed to go to Chicago to receive legal assistance. despite pledging to border officials that he did not intend to do anything illegal in the United States. Carreño was soon arrested in Chicago for shoplifting before becoming involved in the attack and robbery of the man on the CTA. The House report also details the path Guasamuquer Garcia took to get from Venezuela to a Chicago jail. As a juvenile, Guasamuquer Garcia told U.S. border officials that he had no fear of going back to Venezuela but was allowed into the country as an unaccompanied child, UAC, anyway. That was in October 2022, but a year later, he was arrested for retail theft in Chicago. It was Guasamuquer Garcia who later choked the man on the CTA so hard that he caused him to soil himself after he went unconscious. Then there was Loyo Rodriguez, who was apprehended in Eagle Pass, Texas, in July 2023 and told authorities he had no criminal history and feared returning to Venezuela. Loyo Rodriguez also refused to sign his sworn statement. He was apparently told he did not qualify for entry and supposedly self-deported to Mexico, only to turn around and re-enter the U.S. illegally again. Loyo Rodriguez was simply released after the second time Border Patrol apprehended him due to a lack of space to hold him. Within a few months of his release into the country, in September 2023, Loyo Rodriguez had been arrested multiple times for shoplifting and then for participating in the attack on the train. Finally, the tale of Sierra is similar to that of Loyo Rodriguez in that immigration authorities simply released him into the country due to a lack of space to hold him. A few months after his January 25, 2024, release, Sierra was arrested in Chicago in connection to the attack on the CTA. The disastrous immigration policies of the Biden-Harris administration have had real-world consequences for American citizens. The effects of those policies will be felt for years to come, with criminal aliens in American neighborhoods harming families and hurting public safety across the country, the report states. The man assaulted on a Chicago train will never be the same because the Biden-Harris administration allowed the criminals to enter the country. Tragically, the victim of Carlos Luis Carreño, Yanir Jose Guasamuquer Garcia, Yohandri Fernando Loyo Rodriguez, and Wilker Miguel Gutierrez Sierra is not the only victim of criminal illegal aliens, it adds. For 15 months, President Biden, Vice President Harris, and Senate Democrats have failed to consider the House-passed H.R. 2, the Secure the Border Act of 2023, despite rapidly deteriorating conditions both at the border and in the interior. To secure America, the Senate must pass, and President Biden must sign into law, H.R. 2. In the meantime, the committee and subcommittee will continue to conduct vigorous oversight to inform legislative reforms to address President Biden and Vice President Harris's dangerous immigration policies. The committee report also finds that the Biden-Harris administration has removed far fewer criminal aliens than the Trump administration. It adds that, in fiscal year 2023, ICE, Immigration and Customs Enforcement, removed 41% fewer aliens with criminal convictions and criminal charges than in fiscal year 2020, and nearly 60% fewer than in fiscal year 2019. Further, the number of criminal aliens free in the United States totaled more than 617,000 by December 2023. In addition, more than 500,000 children designated as UACs have been allowed to enter the country without any rigorous vetting, and more than 425,000 have simply been released into the U.S. This number is troubling, particularly because most UACs are never removed from the United States, the report says. Though the report does not mention it, recent news finds that nearly 300,000 of these children have simply vanished into the U.S., and authorities have no idea where they went. The report also reveals that untold numbers of violent gang members, some of whom belong to dangerous gangs, such as MS-13 and the Venezuelan Tren de Aragua, have also been allowed to just walk into the country with few restrictions or attempts to identify and track them. However, these failures seem to amount to concerted policy, not mere incompetence, and the situation will get no better if Vice President Kamala Harris becomes president. As the report notes, in 2017, then-Senator Kamala Harris asserted that an undocumented immigrant is not a criminal and mocked any plans to remove illegal aliens from the United States. Contrary to the Border Czar's claims, many of the illegal aliens allowed to enter the United States under Vice President Harris's watch are criminals who victimized Americans and terrorized U.S. communities. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.